Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, I don't know what to make of this Pam Bondi pick, Lee, because Lindsey Graham is super duper excited about it.
No.
Tweeted, well done, Mr. President, picking Pam Bondi for Attorney General is a grand slam, touchdown, hole in one, ace, hat trick, slam dunk, Olympic gold medal pick, he tweets. She will be confirmed quickly because she deserves to be confirmed quickly.
Just a little over the top there, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, like, if Lindsey Graham likes her, what am I missing?
Yeah, well.
Right. But then there's, and I wish I could play this audio for you, but
he gets things right occasionally. Now, Tara, you know that. You've admitted that, so.
Yeah, it has happened occasionally. Yeah. We do note it here. So it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Okay. But then, on the other hand, and I would play this for you, but I have an audio channel down. I can't figure out how to overcome that. MSN, but I would play, if I could play it for you, you would hear MSNBC guys freaking out over Pam Bondi.
No.
And they're afraid of her.
Well, then that could be a good thing.
I think she'll be mean and highly effective. So that's what we're looking for. Mean and highly effective.
Yeah.
To completely hostile to people inside the DOJ. We do not want a nominee who's going to go in there and get comfortable.
No.
We do not want a nominee who's going in there to make friends. We do not want a nominee who is going in there to network. We want a nominee who is going in there to figure out who's who, what's what, and clear out entire floors. Send them home with their boxes and their coffee mugs to go look for another job. That's what we need.
Well, I think the gauge of success will be how many positions in middle management in these bureaucracies will be open.
Yes, that is the absolute gauge of success. And the last thing that we need is when the White House is very clear that it's time to start firing people. We do not need the head of the DOJ standing in our way. Or saying they're wrong or whatever. We need a person who understands that if that agency is not cleaned out, we're going to lose the country. It's that big of a deal. The two most important appointments, really three, but two most important appointments are FBI and DOJ. That has been the center of the Democrats' warfare against us. The Democrats' belief that anyone who challenges them deserves to go to prison. That is the weaponry they use for that. And if you do not believe me, go look up the fates of the eight people who successfully ran that incredible 2016 campaign. Every single one is a convicted felon now. Donald Trump was the ninth. 34 count felony decision by the jury. So, and we have seen before people we were told were quite good. Christopher Wray, Bill Barr went in there and immediately began committing crimes themselves. Bill Barr in particular, we found just in recent weeks, Lee, we've learned how his agency intimidated the actual investigators at the IRS, the prosecutors at the DOJ, to cover up known Hunter Biden crimes. And we were told he was good, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to make of Pam Bondi. On the other hand, she did a skillful job of defending him during the impeachment. So there's that too. I don't know what to make of it this morning. That's all I could tell you.
Well, we're probably going to get a chance to find out because it looks likely that the early indications are that she should have a fairly easy road to getting confirmed, but we'll see.
Yes. And going to be interesting this morning to see what's up with Pete Hegseth going forward. Does he make it through the weekend? We now have UK Daily Mail also reporting, in addition to Vanity Fair. And I generally trust the UK Daily Mail. They have a good track record with me. It doesn't mean it's always going to be perfect, but I generally trust them. And they're saying that Hegseth did not tell the Trump team about the rape victim payoff for her silence. I don't know if she's actually a rape. In fact, we don't know if she doesn't know if she's a rape victim. In fact, admitted to the police, she doesn't know if he actually had relations with her or not, which is strange. But then everybody's asking, why did Pete Hegseth pay her off then? If she can't even remember if he raped her, but says she thinks he did, but she doesn't know, which is why the police never prosecuted him. So he did not mention that to Team Trump. That's a problem. And we'll see how that works out going forward, if they're going to stick by him or what. But it doesn't sound good for him right now.
Meanwhile, there's a whole lot of other folks that positions that need to be filled. So
there are. But this one, I mean,
I know these are important. Very important.
It is not an exaggeration to say that if he picks the wrong person and they go in there as the others have, and they are not who we think they are, he will go to prison at the end. And we saw this with Jeff Sessions. And if you think about it, and this is kind of crazy, but it's true. Donald Trump, and it might have been the same with any other Republican had they won, I don't know. But Donald Trump never managed to take control of the FBI or the DOJ. They went right on answering to Obama and that crew as if those people were still in the White House.
No.
We did not subdue it. We never took control of it. What essentially happened was we moved in there in terms of Jeff Sessions, set up the pictures of the grandkids. Everybody walked by, smiled and waved and carried on with doing whatever the hell they wanted.
That's where the term shadow government came from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was they were rogue, unconquerable agencies. Same. Or Trump got tricked into selecting people who hated us and hated him.
Well, I think it was both. But
And so, you know, when Lindsey Graham was very excited about all those people, too. So when Lindsey Graham's excited, I get very nervous because he is absolutely deep state. But, you know, there are those rare people agree on. For instance, John Ratcliffe is probably one of the few people on the Hill who somehow gets away with speaking truth to power, going after the deep state, speaking the truth on the Russia collusion hoax from the beginning, and yet still he'll get confirmed by the Senate. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Bondi's another person who can walk both worlds. There aren't many of them.
No.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Meanwhile, you should see this. Riley, you know Riley Gaines?
Yes.
Okay. So the swimmer. I didn't know this about her. She was on Fox News this morning. Her husband is actually an immigrant from the UK.
Okay.
And he cannot get a green card. Listen to this. Because he refuses to take a COVID vaccine. He doesn't want to take the COVID vaccine because the health and safety record on those is not great.
No. No, it's not. That's documentable.
Right. So they were on Fox News this morning talking about the ridiculousness of this. If her husband just went down to the southern border,
and nothing would be required.
Well, no, it wouldn't. And in fact, they have a different, I didn't know this, they have a different track if you come across illegally. Right now, they are putting you on a basically five-year pathway, automatic to a green card, no shots necessary. But he came in the front door the right way, and so he's being punished.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Which brings us to the app. Have you seen what they're doing with the app?
I've heard something about this, yeah.
Yeah, this is bad. Okay. This is another app. It's like a knockoff app that the Biden administration just announced. I think kind of as in FU on the conviction date for... I do. I think they did. Lake and Riley. Well, this app is insane. Okay. No background checks. So if you use it to apply to come into the country for the next, you know, you'll have till January 20th. No background checks. There's a box you can check if you have a criminal record or you are a special interest alien, right? So you're from these countries like Afghanistan, like that. you check the box if you would prefer not to have a monitoring bracelet on. Wait, no background check, no monitoring bracelet? Yeah, well, okay, what about the part where you have to check in with your immigration enforcement officer? Oh, that, yes. They're going to let you check in online, but the app doesn't track your location. It keeps it secret. So you could be checking in from anywhere. Yes, we don't know who you are. No, we do not. How about a background check? Nope, no background check. How about for the most dangerous people having a monitoring brace? Nope, not having that either. And they're saying the first tranche will be 100,000. And they expect to launch it around December 1st, December 2nd. And they're saying since that is the legal deal these illegals will be given, it's going to be hard for a court to reverse it. In other words, they're flooding the country with unvettable people. And all I could think as I was reading this, and I was so upset about this, was that, you know, the next woman who's going to be the next Lake and Riley, her killer's in that. But yeah. Her killer's in that group. Yeah. He's in there.
Sad but true.
And by the way, might be a couple terrorists too. Because think about this. You hear that deal and you're, you know, terror group, you're like, oh man, I'm applying for that deal. No background check? No. No tracking? No. No monitoring bracelet? No. No need to check in? No. It's true open borders.
And all without the approval of Congress. You know, this is another...
How is that even done?
Exactly. This is another great example of the overreach of power of the executive office of president in the United States and the power of federal agencies. This is unchecked power. This is something that the Constitution should or does not approve of.
No.
And quite honestly, if this were ever challenged, if we had a serious Supreme Court, and I think we do for the most part now, if this were challenged, it would have to stand to be kicked out, because there's no way this is constitutional. You are not involving Congress in the passing of laws. You are allowing a federal agency to dictate what immigration policy can be. No, that's not how it works.
This is all illegal.
Yes,
it's just you're saying it is totally illegal. You cannot just let people in because they got a QR code from an app.
And this just is stunning. Listen, we are seeing a plethora of things happen as the Biden-Harris folks have already checked out. They're gone. So we've got some cabal somewhere in Washington or somewhere around the country that's running things. And I think they're trying to do everything they can to make life as miserable for folks who voted for Donald Trump as possible on the way out.
Yes. And for Americans, and I believe I really think the Democrats are this hateful. I don't think it's an accident that they announced it after the verdict in the Lake and Riley case on the same day. Oh, you think you're going to stop us from flooding the country with Trende Aragua and dangerous people that we don't know who they are? Well, meet our new app. But I will say, and I got to start doing this, and I'm going to be better about this. The only reason that we have the CPB1 app, which is totally illegal, is because Mike Johnson won't stop funding it. So we need Republicans to stop funding this stuff. Defund it in the budget. How do you do that? You get 12 individual bills. You go through and you slash it out. We stop passing Nancy Pelosi's budget with open-ended funding. Mike Johnson starts acting like a Republican instead of just pretending to be one and passing Nancy Pelosi's budget over and over. That's how we stop it.